Well, one of the differences from the book Stuff, which is largely a description of research material, and in which I actually say I'm going to sort of leave to one side some of the more difficult political aspects or sort of stances with respect to the economy, is that this book then has to take responsibility for doing just that. This book is about politics, it is about political economy, and the entire last chapter is about what actually should we do about one of the single most important problems that we face in the modern age as a result of mass consumption, which is climate change. And in that case, you have to start giving opinions and you have to take stances. Now, I felt that actually the difficulty there is to reduce everything that I've kind of studied to one apparently authoritative version was untrue to myself, and that actually inside myself I can see various different arguments. I am always engaged in argument. I have doubt. I hope I will always have doubt with respect to these kind of political stances. So instead of simplifying it, I thought, well, actually, why not have at least three bites, as it were, showy, by developing three different stances. And if you read the book, what you're, who you'll encounter really are these three characters. And one of them teaches about environmental studies. One of them is a sociologist. And the third is an anthropologist. And they argue. They argue every single point, from what consumption is, from how we should teach about it, to how we should deal with these intractable problems around climate change. It's quite interesting talking to my sort of students. They seem to identify me actually with the younger woman, that is Grace, from the Philippines. Actually, I identify with all three characters. And for me, that was the point. They aren't straw men or straw women. They're three, I think, entirely reasoned and reasonable arguments around these problems that need to be seen in contention with each other. I think that also serves the reader better. They're not being kind of spoon-fed some apparent authority. They're, I think, being brought into an argument in which they need to take a stance too, and I think that readers should. These are the kinds of things we talk about all the time. And if we don't, we should be, because we all have responsibility with regard to things like climate change. And I hope what people see in a way in this argument is not a fear of engagement, but actually something that's kind of a bit more authentic in a way, that really is the kinds of differential perspective that we all need to take into account in deciding what our stance should be.